Hi, phenomenal fempreneurs. Get ready for your awakening. My next guest is here to tell us how you can awaken your creative porthole after the age of 45. Yes, ladies, there is understanding and awareness for us who are going through the time of life where we really need to take a moment to stop, smell the roses, and ask ourselves, who am I? So please join me for this exciting interview with Amy Tomczak. Welcome, my phenomenal fempreneurs. We have some exciting news today. Amy Tomczak is here with us, and she is going to tell us a little bit about her business and a lot about awakening your creativity in midlife so that you can be excited. A new journey is up for you in your midlife years. So welcome, welcome, Amy, to joining us here today. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'm looking at you and I'm seeing all the creativity and the colors in the background. I'm sure everyone watching is just loving it. And I am pretty happy that you have a program for women over 45.
Yep.
And I've hit that mark. If someone has a program for women over 50 or 55, I'm not there yet. But this is so awesome that someone is doing something for us women at this time of our lives so that we don't have to figure it all out by ourselves, which is what I've been doing. So tell us a little bit about your program and let's tell us who you are and about this program.
So wonderful to be here with you, Odiva. Thank you for inviting me, and I love your enthusiasm. My name is Amy, and I am a psychotherapist. I've been a psychotherapist for over 15 years, and I'm also a creativity coach and also a meditation teacher and an artist who reclaimed herself, reclaimed my painting after 20 years of not painting. And that's part of what my midlife time helped me reawaken. And that's what I guide women to do, women over 45, to reconnect with their creative power, their passion, their purpose, who they are now, so they can live into an amazing second chapter that is full of creativity, vitality, generativity. Right, clarity. Who am I now, and how can I really step into that?
That's
So,
beautiful. That is
yeah.
so beautiful. And I mean, artists, it's hard for me to draw a straight line, but I think one of the things that comes about is when you start hitting the age 45, going towards 50, it does not have to be perfect. You don't care who's looking. You know that you want to express what's inside of you. And that's beautiful.
That's absolutely right. And if we can kind of get out of our own way, so to speak, right? Sometimes I say, can you just leave that inner critic at the door? The wounding that we've had, around our creativity, whether it's art or writing, as even as children, we could have been told, oh, you're not an artist or you're not creative. Who do you think? That's ugly, whatever it was, right? And so those messages are deep and real, but we can break through them because, and this is not even about being an artist. It's about accessing, right? What is that energy inside of you that wants to be expressed now, whether it's writing or cooking or creating a project or gardening or, learning something totally new, right? Or reconnecting to something that you've used to do that you haven't done in a long time.
Yes. And as you go through the list, I'm thinking, yes, that is something that is new, a new part of my journey in self-care. Because if when we talk to some of the younger generation in their 20s and we talk about self-care, they think, okay, massage and hair and nails and all of that is great. But actually, gardening, cooking that you mentioned, and my personal favorite, dancing.
Yes.
I used to do, I couldn't garden every day, but I used to dance in the mirror every day while I was getting dressed for work. And it was such a fun way to start the day. And then something happened between the age of, I would say, 35 to 45, that things just shut down and stress got higher and responsibilities got higher and parents got older. And
Absolutely.
I stopped the dancing. And the critic, maybe I let the critic come in and say, that's not really good dancing. I thought, you know what? That's not the point. You know, he
That's right.
doesn't, he or she doesn't, inner critic doesn't get to judge what makes me feel free.
That's right. Oh, I love how you say that. What
Yeah.
makes me feel free?
Yeah. And how did you get back on this track of exploration and creativity?
Wow. It was hard. You know, just like you said, all the life stuff started coming in. Similar for me, you know, 35 to 45, aging parents, you know, relationship stress, job stress, so many changes, hormonal changes, right? Sleep issues, insomnia, hot flashes. I mean, you know, and so all of that was kind of encroaching. And I hadn't, you know, my mom had dementia for 10 years. And so I was her primary caregiver, although we did have to put her into a facility. But so I was really focused on her and her needs for many, many years. And I just said to myself, I don't have time for my creativity because I really felt like I didn't. So for me, what happened was I did do some dancing and I continued to dance through that time a little bit, some. So I love that you're a dancer too, because I think that practice is just so important and so valuable. But what happened was after she passed away, which was in 2018, I didn't know who I was anymore. And I was really in deep grief and really just asking myself, who am I? And I couldn't even really feel myself. I was just in this difficult grief process for a while.
Who am I?
Who am I now that I'm not a daughter, you know, who's, you know, caring for a mother who's alive anymore? Or if I'm not a mother, if, you know, I don't have children, but if my kids have grown up and they've left the house, who am I? Right? Who am I if I'm divorcing and you know, I've lost my spouse for whatever reason at this time of life, which is, you know, fairly common, right? Who am I now? So really important, deep question that I was asking myself. And I decided to come into a class that I saw online by a painting teacher that I'd been following for years. I had never done anything with her. And I decided, well, I've got a little more time now, so why not? So I joined this painting workshop and started to paint. And I got a big old canvas. You know, it was kind of big. It was like 2 by 3 or something. She's like, get yourself a big canvas. I'm like, ah.
Yes, takes courage.
But she guided us through these processes. And that opened up a door that had been closed for a long time. And that opened up more doors. And I ended up painting, going into a year-long training with her, with a group of women who could support me to keep rising and keep creating and keep moving through the blocks, because there are blocks, right?
Wow.
Criticism, who am I? You know, I can't do this, judging myself, and just stay with it, stay with it.
I love
And
what you said about the women supporting you. That's a key factor, I think, at this stage of life.
absolutely. Absolutely. It's so important. And I wish, you know, I had had women supporting me before my mom passed, you know, when I was going through, right? And to have that support is so powerful. There's really nothing like it.
That's amazing. And yes, opening up that creativity. And you also had a background in psychotherapy, yes? Okay, and so how did that come into play with this new journey and this new program that you've created?
Well, I've always been so appreciative of the power of creativity, whether it's writing or painting or drawing or making a clay pot or anything that we're creating as the vehicle to help us express what's inside that sometimes there's not words for.
I like that. Sometimes there's not words for.
And I had found with some of my therapy clients that if I asked them to maybe just do a drawing of what that emotion feels like, or what is the color of that emotion? Could you draw it? Could you draw the line, the quality of the energy of it, right? Like if it was anger or frustration or sadness. And that would open up more access for themselves to actually acknowledge the emotion and let it move through rather than just thinking about it with the mind, right?
Yeah, our mind is not always our friend.
Not always, unfortunately.
I'm saying it very mildly, putting it very mildly. Our mind is not always, sometimes, but not always our friend.
Sometimes, not always. We need our mind. We love it, but
Thank you,
it
mind,
can,
for trying to
yes, that's
protect
right.
me. But yeah.
That's
And this
right.
is a beautiful process. They're getting it outside of themselves. They're putting it that feeling as a color or a line on a piece of paper, which is something we kind of do as kids. Kids who doodle and you just write things and there's no rhyme or reason to it. And for some reason, we get away from that as adults.
That's right. Absolutely. We have that access as kids. We don't feel the same inhibition, And so it's so important to keep connecting to this energy without being attached to what it looks like, or what the outcome is, because we'll get information about ourselves that we wouldn't be able to get just by thinking.
I have to say that's really courageous because if me saying that I'm not an artist. And well, I am an artist on the computer. I love technology and using apps to create. But to put a big canvas on the board in front of you, it's like, wait a minute. If I do it this size, there's less of a chance for you to see my mistakes. But if I do it this size, I'm opening myself up to critique and inner critic and other critics. In our head, the mind come in. How was it taking that first step into almost exposure? And this is what I work with women on. It's getting visible, as you know, because they're afraid of that exposure, allowing other things to come in, and judgment comes with that. How was that process for you when you first opened up?
It was scary. It really was. It was an edge, right? And my teacher would keep saying, just keep the brush moving, right? Or if you don't know what to paint, just paint some dots and let them be prayers, right? Let them be prayers. But there was something about like, don't stop, because sometimes the exposure or the fear or the shame, right? Oh my God, what are people going to think? It can just freeze us and stop us. And we may have had real wounds around that. So I'm not, negating that, but to get that kind of just keep going, just keep going. And to feel that sense of, okay, I can keep going. And then the next time I do it, it's a little bit easier, right? The next time I stretch myself and make that video or do that talk, it's a little bit easier. And I think the juiciest part is what happens is that when we're in our truth, right? When we're in the truth of what I really feel, what I really want to express, then the self-consciousness can't really exist in the same way.
Yes, that is That is key. That is core. So giving away some gold mine secrets here, ladies, to you that are listening. Could you say that again, please?
When we are really in our truth, really in the authentic expression of what wants to be shared, what we know, what we feel, that the self inhibition, the self-consciousness fades away. It becomes less because that truth is coming through, and it feels good when we really can express in that way. And we have to trust it. See, we stop it, right? But we have to trust it, just and practice it, right? That's why coaching and having support or having a group to practice. I'm going to practice being bigger. I'm going to practice saying this. I'm going to practice speaking my truth. That's the gold,
That is
right?
the goal.
And
That
you
is the
know it
goal.
because I know you've lived that too.
Yes. You've been to one of my master classes, and I spoke once about being this very introverted and shy kid who was asked to public speak at the age of 13. And that's my greatest nightmare come to life. But it wasn't an option. It was mom was like, okay, you're gonna present in front of my club. And I always talk about I wanted the earth to swallow me up that day. And so that was trial by fire. That's not what I want to do with my clients, though. Hey, here's a stage, you're going to present now. But I want people to understand exactly what you said. It's when you know that you have a mission and it's something that you're really passionate about. Keep that to yourself. You can try to keep that to yourself, but when you really get into the flow of it, you won't be able to contain any longer. You will let it go and allow that expression to bless and help anybody that's listening. And it no one cares that it's imperfect. There is no imperfect in at
That's
that
right.
point. It's
That's
just
right.
you
It's
being
you.
you.
Yes,
Oh.
exactly. Exactly. I love how you said that. Like, just let it flow. Let it come out. Just let it come out. It's okay. However it comes out, but let it, right?
Yeah. Tell us more about the struggles of women as we go into these later years, 45 and over.
So a lot of the women I work with, and this is my story too, have often been overextending themselves in the service of others. And, women hold the world. We carry the world, in my opinion. We know how to do that. It's important work. We love. But at some point, it can be depleting, and we can be in such a habit of that we forget the richness and the needs that we have.
Yeah, being the giver can become an identity
Yes, that's
and
right.
can be in conflict of being an individual and taking care of individual needs. It's,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. So this time of life, like you're saying, really, we have to come up against some of these places or patterns that we've learned how to be, but that don't serve us anymore. They need to transform a little bit if we're going to keep evolving ourselves into who we want to be in this next chapter, which we're so lucky to have, right? So that's a lot of the work is, whether it's I need to be safe and hidden, I don't want to really be seen, or whether it's I put others' needs over myself and I have difficulty saying no, and yet I'm so miserable in my life and I have no time for myself. And it's like, okay, well, then what's the first step to make a little more time for yourself? And so there's a stretching and there's a growing. And there's new possibilities through that stretching and growing.
Yeah, and no judgment. I like that word, no judgment. Because you are taking baby steps
Yeah.
to get there.
Yeah. And sometimes we fear things that actually aren't going to happen. Like if I say no to this person or set a boundary, I think they're going to reject me or leave me or, whatever. And sometimes, often actually, that doesn't happen. That maybe the person actually might say, okay, wow, that's a little different, but I want to support you in having what you need. And sometimes we don't, the thing that we're afraid of is going to happen may not even happen, but we have to try and see, and say it in a way with love. Like I am working on really, sustaining myself, really replenishing myself so that my health can be back on track. So I'm going to have to say no to that today, but I still love hanging out with you, but I just can't do that today or whatever it is.
That's beautiful. Setting boundaries, saying no, and caring for self.
And when we do that, we can be a role model for others to do that. People of all genders to do that, because, we could all use a little encouragement with that.
Absolutely. This is beautiful that now women have someone like you who understands the journey, not just the doctor that comes and say you have to do this and this, or it's someone that's living it and been through the process, and you come alongside us and guide us through that journey so it can be not painful. But beautiful.
So it, right, exactly. And so that you know that I've been through it. I can understand this struggle right now. And let's take the first small step. And see what happens.
And the artwork behind you, this gorgeous art behind you, was that inspirational or is that created by you?
Well, two of the paintings were created by me. This one right here.
Yes. That you wow. You created that, everybody, that woman of the sun, moon, earth, nature, everything inside of her was created by Amy. Time to get my glasses on so I can see this. Woo!
She is called She Is My Rhythm. And she was, I painted her when I was trying to find my rhythm, when I was trying to figure out what I needed next in my life. And I knew I needed to move out of the city because it was so hectic and I'd been not really happy there for a long time. And I actually had, unfortunately, I had to move out of my condo because I had a flood in it and I had to move into a hotel and live there for about 4 months. I painted her partly while I was in the hotel. And she helped me remember, I'm reclaiming my life. My life is for me.
I can see transition in her. I
Exactly.
also see that she has beautiful green eyes, and you have
Yeah, they're hazel.
I see the light eyes, and I see that. Definitely see the sun in her, and there's a lot of activity, but in she's in the core. She's very strong and prominent. Have to get a picture and put that in the video later. That's gorgeous. Tell me more about the other painting you made.
So this one here is it's just really an expression of energy and passion and the elements in a way. It's a little bit of wind and water and sun,
I
and I do some abstract work where it's just I just kind of let it go on the page and I don't really know what it is. I like to do spirals, but it just kind of doesn't matter to me really, but it's like comes out, it just comes out of me.
see the power in this one and the energy. There's push, there's pull. Boom, boom, boom. Tell me the
Right.
story also. What was going on at this time? Was it a tough time? Was it a peaceful time? What
Yeah,
was
it
going
was a little bit of a tough time.
on?
Yeah. That was a time when I was grappling with some frustration around, having to be a caregiver for my mom and feeling like my life was passing me by and feeling, frustrated with some of the conditions that were going on, the levels of stress. And I just kind of let myself express some of that energy. And it really helped to kind of move that in a way, move it in my body and move it on the canvas. And I did another sort of anger painting too. I'm not going to show you that right now, but right, like whatever was going on, I'm going to kind of get some paint and red paint and, and go for it. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. And in fact, I might paint over it later. Who knows? The good thing about paint is you can paint over it. But the most important thing is, right, the connecting in and the expressing
Connection.
out.
Connecting in and expressing out. I'm going to repeat that to myself a few times. Yeah, connecting in, expressing
Connecting
out.
in and expressing out.
And to the beautiful women listening to this, take a moment, take a breath, think about connecting in and expressing out. And just recognize how much beauty you have inside you, even in the tough times. Don't just sweep it under the carpet.
That's right.
Connecting in, express it out. Fantastic.
Ah, just feeling the richness of our conversation.
Yeah, I am feeling colors right now. I'm
What
feeling
colors are you
colors.
seeing? Feeling.
Blues and yellows and other kind of green blues, and this is, and then some reds too. Yeah.
Do you do any painting, Odiva,
No, but you've
or
awakened something in me here just in the last few
no?
minutes. What is the name of the program that you have?
Yeah, it's Awaken Your Midlife Creative Portal,
Okay.
and I'd work people with people one on one, and I'm going to be having a group program starting as well, so that because I think the group is so important to have that kind of support and to be with other women who really get it. So I'm excited about that, and I love my work. I love supporting women in this time. It's just a really
And
powerful.
you are a butterfly. I mean, these pictures are highlighting you, but I can see the sensuality in a sense in your hair and in your style. It's all opening up your creative portal, as you spoke about to me before. And I just want to thank you for giving me a baby step closer toward my portal, and to our listeners. We just thank you for, yes, moving us toward something beautiful that's inside all of us.
You're so very welcome. My joy and pleasure.
Thank you.